This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure. You know, when I hear the intro, for you roller coaster aficionados, when I hear the intro to the show, I kind of think of that long, you know, when the roller coaster's going up the thing, and then we get to the top, and then somebody in the chat room beats me to it, going, here we go, right? You get to the top, now we're on the way down. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Hop up on the website. Smarter people than I are in the chat room. I guarantee that. It's the one thing I can guarantee. Along with death and taxes. Although if Bernie gets in, I guess not much. No. You'd be over. It would be taxes and then death. Not the other way around. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you on board. If you want to send me an email, it's joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You can hop up to the website. Again, watch live, listen live, take the poll, comment on our writers. They've all got pieces up there. You'll love them, I promise you. Let's jump. Oh, Kira Davis is going to join me in the second hour. You'll love her. She is I would call her a black conservative. I think she identifies. She is a black conservative female, and I think she identifies as such. We'll find out when she comes on. She may have changed. I don't know. Always appreciate the time you spend with me. The ecosexuals are at it already. Although this one here, the new one for me, I'm totally lost on this one. Right? Has anybody heard this one before? So earlier this month, a professor at Santa Monica College led students in an ecosexual sextravaganza. Yeah, I don't even know where to go with this, in which participants married the ocean. Amber Catherine, a philosopher, philosophy professor who helped organize the May 14th event, explained to the local news source that the purpose of the wedding was to bring about a deeper love for the planet through ecocentric passion and even lust. Okay. Yeah, put your finger on your kid's ear. Because I can't remember ever. Even when I was, you know, out of my mind teenager, like, you know, some teenagers are all about sex, I never thought of going and having sex with the ocean. I don't even remember that as being anywhere in the back of my head. Now, bring a deeper love for the planet through ecocentric passion and even lust. Yeah, sure. Now, the ceremony began with Bruce Carter, a former SMC student, proclaiming to those gathered at the Santa Monica Beach that today we stand upon this holy earth and in this sacred space to witness the rite of matrimony between the sea and all of us. Now, technically, wouldn't that be bigamy? I'm just asking. I mean, we don't do group weddings. We're not into polygamy yet. Give it time. And by using words like holy and sacred, doesn't that turn it into a God thing or a spiritual thing? Next, the leaders of the event distributed rings to the students, announcing with this ring, I bestow upon the sea the treasures of my mind, heart, and hands. What did they put it on? For the sea, I mean. As well as my body and soul, with the power vested in us, we now pronounce you married to the sea. You now may choke on the water. I don't know. What do you mean? You can't kiss the water, right? Now, some students then made their way down to the water where they were urged by the event organizers. Yeah, really? You're trying to figure out how I'm going to do this, right?
Ride the waves.
To consummate the marriage and make love with the water. Stick your toes in the water. Become, or any part of your body that you want. Now, the event, according to Professor Catherine, was funded by a number of campus organizations, with the main sponsor being the university's Public Policy Institute. Give me a break. Your tax dollars. A bunch of loons have sucked up your tax dollars again and flushed them down the toilet again. I'm sorry. One attendee of the event who identified herself only as Serenity spoke about the importance of gaining consent from the earth before proceeding with a physical relationship. Only in California. I'm telling you, we are the biggest exporters of fruit and nuts in the country, and not what you think. But think about this, if you would, please. Right? How do you get a yes from Mother Earth? Is there a card? It must be an app for it, right? Because they're all millennials here. Got to be an app of some kind for that, right? I love it. So, back when I would hug trees in Santa Cruz, I would sort of ask the tree if it was okay if I hugged it. And I'd feel their spirit or their energy. Or something, give a response back, or something. Yes, those multiple voices in your head. I'm serious. Come on, think about this. I felt yours. Now, here's the thing. Here's what like really frosts my buns. Right? Back when I would hug the trees in Santa Cruz, I would sort of ask the tree if it was okay if I hugged it, and it would feel the spirit or energy or something give a response back. Now, we consider that normal. She's okay, right? We're patting her on a little head going, oh, that's great. You love all this stuff. I say, I pray to a living God. I feel his presence, right? I can feel his love. I can feel his spirit. And what do you say? Oh, that guy needs to come off the school board. He needs to be watched. Bring him a straitjacket. It's all over for him. Hypocrisy is the finest, don't you think? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Site on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more lunacy as the night progresses. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Back. Okay, Aaron, sit down. Enough with the dancing. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do want you involved in the conversation. I do want you part of the conversation. So if you head up to the website, smarter people than I are up there, and you can have fun with them. All right, so I want to get back to my tree huggers. Because on the way out, I was talking about how most, the majority of people, except for yours truly and a few others that I know, consider this a very, very normal way of thinking or normal thing to do. As I said earlier, one of the attendees at the event who identified herself as Serenity spoke about the importance of gaining consent from the Earth before proceeding with a physical relationship. Come on, let that sink in for a second. These are the loons from California. Remember, we have to get consent, you know, college kids, high school kids, consent for sex. And not once before, but all the way through. So every time the word yes is said, does that mean it's still okay? Think about run this in your head. So a little Serenity or whoever, or Big Serenity, I don't know, I haven't seen her, went on to say, back when I used to hug trees in Santa Cruz, I would sort of ask the tree if it was okay if I hugged it. And I would feel the spirit or the energy of something give a response back. And then proceed accordingly. And I said, can you imagine, again, the God people, the people say, yes, I know you can't touch God, but you can sense him. I feel his love. I feel his presence. They're like, uh-oh, that person shouldn't have any guns. Right? But this person is normal. Well, according to the world, normal. She told the local news source that consent is definitely important. Do you think the earth would consent to fracking and pollution? Probably not. I don't know. I haven't seen a protest form from Mother Earth. Maybe I missed it. And we check out a lot of things online, so maybe she has not put in a protest as of yet. It was actually our second marriage, so it was kind of like renewing my vows for me, added the SMC Ecosexual Club president, Diego Martinez. Oh, no, Marquez. And this is just great. Don't you love this? And then you look at some of the comments here. I'm surprised some of these kids haven't called for a safe room. Now, the comments that mean the most to me here are the ones that just, they're laughing comments. I think that's perfect. I mean, is this what we're teaching our kids in school? Is this what we're teaching our young people in school? Now, Santa Monica College, it's pretty far out, too. But I love this part, right? They went out on an ecosexual sex extravaganza, married the ocean, and some of them went on to consummate the marriage. Now, hopefully, nobody was swimming downstream of them. Someone told them, the professor said they should make love to the water. Oh, you pay these people. Our tax money pays these people. Right? I mean, this guy is on government funds. I love this. I don't know how anybody can read this stuff. If you send your kids to college after you read some of this stuff, there's something wrong with you. Right? There's got to be something wrong with you. I mean, look what they're pushing. Look what the professors are pushing on the kids. Look what the professors are trying to teach your children. Yes, that's right. So, last night, producer Tammy pulled up an audio clip from the nut job. Pelosi. That was her. I know, she's one of mine. She belongs to my tribe, but I think only by marriage. I hope to God only by marriage. I don't know what her maiden name is. Her maiden name like Irish or something? I think she's fine. I'll tell you in a minute. God. So, anyhow. So I went to and started listening to her piece, and I said, I've got to share this. Because if I've got to listen to this garbage, then you guys have to listen to this garbage. She's Italian? That's too bad. That's really too bad. Can we excommunicate? Can you excommunicate people out of your ethnicity? No, can't do that. All right. So Nancy says, I guarantee Trump will not be president. I don't know. What has she got? Her finger on the book? Because the only pulse she's got her finger on are those, you know, the moths that are flying around her head. All right. So let's take a listen to what she has to say. This ought to be good.
40%. Mm-hmm. So it's 20% of the country.
Well,
Give them 40. He has half of 40%.
Mm-hmm.
So he's 20% of the country.
Well, that's what everyone hopes, correct? But he's sort of beaten the odds in terms of a lot of
people.
Well,
yes, but you know what? He's not going to be president. Donald Trump is not going to be president of the United States.
And she's been so right before, right? Remember the comments when she made it? She said, "We're going to keep the House. We're going to keep the Senate. We're going to get the House back." Well, that didn't work out for them. And then when they lost the House originally, she said, "We're going to keep the House," if you recall. No, that didn't work out for her as well either. She was going to drain the swamp. Remember that? When she got elected, she would drain the swamp. But none of her people would leave, so they couldn't drain the swamp.
Take it to the bank.
Okay.
I guarantee it.
All right.
We can take it. She's got money, so I'm willing to take her money to the bank. Because any check she gives will clear.
Okay. But he can, and hopefully, and I'm certain it will happen when we have our nominee,
mm-hmm.
whoever she may be.
Right.
She will take the...
You like that? There's no Freudian slip there, is there? Yes. When we have our nominee, no matter who she may be. Wow. Right? Can you imagine if they do that on the other side?
Mm-hmm. Whoever she may be.
Right.
She will take the debate to a higher plane.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody...
Hasn't she already done that? Hasn't Hillary already taken the debate to a higher plane? You know, whether she should be indicted on the email server, the fact that she covered up, the fact that she lied. That's a whole different plane than any other Secretary of State has ever done. Don't you think? Oh, I'm just curious.
But you would never stoop to his level because mm-hmm. that's not who we are. But let me make...
Really? Have you met Charlie Rangel? Right? The guy that's funneling money through his account and buying condos out of the country. No, they would never stoop to that level now, would they? Putting an email server in the bathroom. Because why? Not for security reasons. Because you don't want to have the answer to the public. Yeah, they wouldn't stoop to that level. They're already down there. You can't stoop to where you're at. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a minute. Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman.
congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the food your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please, hop up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take a poll. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do up there on the website, even at the point of getting involved with people smarter than I am. I know, go figure, right? Well, that's not really not hard to do, let me tell you what. Anyway, the 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. So, yes, I know she's part of my tribe. I don't know what to tell you. If we could find a way, well, maybe she's lying about it, like Warren, right? She got a high cheekbone. So, now, how do we know? Because you know the Dems never lie about anything. At least that's the way she made it sound a few minutes ago. But I want to go on with this because this is just so much fun. She's guaranteeing that Trump will not be president and that whoever the nominee for the Democratic Party. So apparently we have just found a newsflash. Bernie Sanders identifies as a female. We asked her. She said, whoever the nominee is, I'm sure she will. So Bernie must identify. We just don't know it yet. Maybe that's like an inside secret over there I can only go by what the nut job says. You know what I'm saying? Take a listen.
This point about Donald Trump, because I think it's important for you to know, also your viewers to know what the basis of his success is as well.
What? The basis of his success. Because she became a millionaire because of hard work, right? She became, go look at how she made her money. They love making fun of Trump and Romney and the rest of them. Go look at how she made her money. Right? Remember, the Congress is exempt from inside trading. Just remember that. So when they're getting ready to pass a law that allows a credit card company to do something or two companies to merge or what have you, you pick up the phone, you call your honey, you go, hey. Right after you get off the phone, you hop on that interweb thing and you buy like a gazillion shares of so and so and such, right? That's what you do. So, you know, and those of you people who think that you should keep electing Nancy Pelosi because she's a little people, she understands you. She's worth over $58 million. I don't know what little people we're talking about. That must be the 3% of the 1%. That's a bad place to be, I guess, if you're in the 1%. I don't know. We'll find out.
When people complain about Donald Trump talking about Mexicans, talking about Muslims, talking about women and all the rest, that's what we hear every day in the Congress. Mm-hmm. And not in private, in committee, on the floor, in press conferences.
Now, watch this. I'm sure that the Dems never talk like that, even though we have clip after clip after clip with them talking like that. Only the Republicans do this.
Mm-hmm. If you put side by side what some of our members have said, important members, chairs of committees and the mm-hmm. rest.
Now, it's important to understand the process. She specifically said chairs of committees for a reason. You know what that reason is? Because the party in control of the House appoints their party members to the chair positions. There are no Democrats that are chairs of these subcommittees, unless it's the subcommittee on how to clean a toilet. There aren't any Dems on those subcommittees, or chairs on those subcommittees.
They're in power. They have power to make a difference and bring terrible legislation to the floor, which they have done.
Mm-hmm.
He's a here today, gone tomorrow candidate for president. They have had power, used it to the detriment of all of the people that we've talked about here.
Right. So the Republicans have had power, and they use it to the detriment of the American people. The Dems have done such a great job. Right? Lyndon Johnson's famous words. Right? We get those ends on welfare. We get those ends. We give them welfare dollars. We'll have them voting Democrat for the rest of their lives. Right? Let's make them sufficient on us. Let's make them dependent on us, right? You think they did that to strengthen the black community? You think the Dems really did that to strengthen the black community? No, they didn't. They did it to control. Remember, it's not an equality thing. It's a control thing for them. They did it to control because they know better. They know what's better for you than you do. They know what's better for your kids than you do. It's sick and sad. Come on, Nancy, give me some more. I got a lot going here.
They do a side-by-side with Donald Trump and then predating Donald Trump.
Right.
So he's a reflection of them. Mm-hmm. But now all of a sudden they're shocked. Oh, there's gambling here. They're shocked. Mm-hmm. But the fact is, they created this atmosphere by being fear merchants themselves in terms of people who fear the empowerment of women.
So... We're the fair merchants. I mean, apparently she has forgotten all the things that she said the Republicans would do when they got in. How they weren't for the people. I mean, think about that. Right? Joe Biden said that when Republicans took over, they were going to put the black people back in chains. I don't know. How are the chain manufacturers doing? Are they doing well? Because we've been in power for a while. The black population should have eased off. I mean, they should be disappearing because we're putting them in chains and putting them to work somewhere, forcing them somewhere. I'm sorry, who's the fair monger? I'm curious. Come on, people. Use the reality of the words. Listen to what they're saying. Look at their actions.
Atmosphere by being fear merchants themselves in terms of people who fear the empowerment of women, the empowerment of minorities. Mm-hmm.
How do you battle that? You say not stoop to their level, but it tends to work. Megaphones.
Don't you love it? How do you battle that? Don't stoop to their level, but it tends to. How do you? You can't battle it because you're part of it. You've done it. You set the foundation. Giving people stuff does not make them better people. Doesn't make their lives better. You don't believe it? Go look up at how many millionaires who won the lottery are still millionaires. How many poor folks won the lottery, don't know how to handle money, and blow it all? How many poor folks or how many people who don't have a decent education, don't see any value in it, start businesses, blow all the house money, and then go down the tubes? How many? Anyway, let's listen to what Mrs. Pelosi has to say. Her husband can't be that smart either. He married her.
You don't.
I think that the American people, I have confidence in the American people. They know better than that.
Mm-hmm.
And this is...
So if you have confidence in the American people, plenty of times you have said the people were wrong. then if you have confidence in the American people, then it's obviously they wanted the Republicans to take over the Senate. They wanted the Republicans to take over the House. They wanted Obamacare repealed. But you don't trust them there. You know, she's lying through her teeth, because even when, in the past, even when some of these, not statistics, but when they've done these polls of people, of American people as a whole, when people wanted to switch courses, they didn't want what she wanted. That didn't stop them. Did they stop any of that? No, they did not.
It's something that the Republican Party, even while tolerating, in the Speaker of the House, that I don't know, well, just turn around and look at your members and see what they're saying. Why don't you, I don't see you taking them to task.
Right.
You never took any of your members. The only time she took her members to task is when they didn't line up with her and what she wanted the president to do. You know, you got to get a hold of that book, Leading from Behind. If you never get a hold of that book, Leading from Behind, one of the things that's very clear in that book, I'm not sticking up for the guy, I'm just telling you the truth, Obama did not want Obamacare. Okay? The way it was went down, the way it came out, no, it was not his plan at all. Pelosi, Reid, and who's his chief of staff? What's her name? Valerie Jarrett. Those three put it together, forced it down his throat, and pretty much made him do it, whether you want to hear it or not. That's what they did. So she, again, I don't think this woman could find the truth. If you put it in a bag, right, you mark the truth and put it in her hands and said, here's the truth. She still couldn't find it.
This
is Speaker Ryan.
Yeah, and neither did Speaker Boehner. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're nice people, and I get along with them fine, all that. But the fact is, they have tolerated horrible statements, some of it even worse than Donald.
You know what? Because we don't run a Gestapo ship. Ours is not a Nazi organization where we tell people what they're going to do, how they're going to vote, or else. We just don't do it. Hey, I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot coming up after the break.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Welcome back. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love that intro. There are an awful lot of people out there with very little brains doing an awful lot of talking, don't you think? And again, always happy to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time that you spend. Hey, I changed the lights a little bit. Didn't help, did it? I still look like an all-white guy, don't I? Thank you very much. What if I identify as a younger black man? Yeah. Anyway, okay, we're at it again. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean, just stay with... Look, I know it's really not the best way to start off your night. You know, if you're going to go to work, you're sitting down for dinner. You know, hearing Nancy Pelosi speak, I know it's tough, but I believe a lot of my listening audience are tough people. You can tough this out, right? You can hang in with me, can you? I think you can. So I am Joe Messina, your host, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, take a listen. Nancy Pelosi is telling us how bad the Republicans are, and why Donald Trump will never be president. Now, in the Old Testament of the Bible, she claims to be a Catholic. Notice I said claims. In the Old Testament of the Bible, people who made predictions, when they didn't come through, they stoned them. I don't mean with a joint either. I mean, they stoned them with big rocks. So, she has said that they were going to keep the House when they lost it. They were going to keep the Senate when they lost it. So, yeah, she's been right on. Brain surgeon, this one.
Donald Trump, mm-hmm. without even commenting on it.
Sure.
Because you know what? It gets votes in those particular conservative
districts. Why are they doing
districts.
It now, then? Hmm? Why are they doing it now?
Doing what?
And
Doing what we've been talking about for the last 20 minutes, you moron. Come on, Pelosi, stay with the conversation. You're leading it.
Complaining about Donald Trump.
Oh, because they know that brand Trump is going to be tattooed on their candidates for Congress all over the country, outside mm-hmm. of those southern districts and some of the...
Now, what is she alluding to there? You think she's alluding to that the South are rabid, racist, you know, Bible-thumping, what? Midwesterners. Wow, she's what a wonderful lady, right? Hold on.
Side mm-hmm. of those southern districts and some of the mm-hmm. rural districts where this white male, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just talking. I mean, seriously. What is it with this woman? I don't got rural areas down the south there. If Donald Trump said that, if I said that, they would crucify us. But why? Because she's, man, she's an old white woman. See, there's your tent, your big tent, right? Here's an old white woman talking about how bad the people in the South are. People in rural areas are the ones that hold on to their guns, their Bibles, their conservatism. Look, see, we've all got them. We've got them on both sides. I get it. But this woman is a real piece of work. Why you keep, well, she's from, never mind, she's from the San Francisco area. I was going to say, how you keep voting her in, I don't know, but suffice it to say, she's from the San Francisco, California area. I wouldn't expect anybody else. And when she retires, I think the only reason she's holding on is she really feels in that low IQ mind of hers that she's going to get back in, or they're going to get control of the House again, and she's going to be Speaker of the House again. If they put her in, if they make her Speaker of the House again, yeah, you guys, we know you're lost at that point. We know that it's just gone for you. Do you know what I'm saying? Do you care what I'm saying? Anyhow, I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Yeah, I don't know if she has any... Does she have anything else?
Nails. White male anger, I think. Is what
anger. Whatever it is.
White male. That's a new one. I haven't heard that one before. White male anger. So we had white privilege. Then you can't oppress white males, at least so I've heard. I don't know how true that is. And now we... Plus. And now we have white male anger. Right? That yeah. I don't even know where to go with that. Seriously. You know, unreal. Anyhow.
Calm down.
Yeah, I'm working on it. The let's go and see. I had something from Jesse Waters up a little while ago. But I don't want to do that. And maybe we'll do it. No, I won't. We're going to do Facebook Safe Space story. So Facebook has shuttered its safe space after an anti-white male statement leaked out, which I just think this is hilarious. So recently, the Claremont Independent obtained screenshots from the 5C Women of Color. It's a Facebook group. 5C Women of Color. See, I was always taught as a kid that in order to... not to bring race into the conversation, in order to change it, to change the way you think, is to change the way you speak to things. So if you're pointing at people going, hey, you see that Asian guy down there and the black guy over there and the whatever over there, and you're bringing the race, the color, you're bringing it all back into the conversation instead of saying, do you see that guy over there wearing the orange pants and the lime-colored shirt? You can't miss them. No, so they don't do that. Right? So the Facebook group, Women of Color, according to its description, the group's accessible only to its 1,100 approved members. It's for it's for 5C students and alumni who identify as women of color to reach out and serve as resources, support for one another. But what if I identify as a black female? You think they let me in? Many of the page's most popular posts mock those who do not identify as women of color. In response to her adoptive white father making jokes at her expense, Sarah Wyun Otterstrom posted, "I just need to get this out. I hate having white parents." Another student responded by instructing Otterstrom to tell her father that his pale butt is worthless and his son doesn't even like him. Wow. Talk about his receding hairline. The fact that he probably looks 20 years older than he actually is, and he probably has a small penis. Aren't the libs understanding? Aren't they supposed to be the ones that are compassionate? What am I missing here? I'm missing something. Another student responded by instructing Otterstrom to tell her father that his pale... Oh, I already read that, huh? One of the... Mariah... Now I'm going to read her name because it's up here. Mariah Jenis. She's the one. It looks like on her Facebook page. One day you need to humble his butt. Tell him his pale butt is worthless and his son doesn't even like him. Talk about his receding hairline. The fact that he probably looks 20 years older than he actually is, and then he probably had a, yeah, I already said that. But she's got 11 likes on there, some shares. Now, additionally, go back to Smith and Jones. Namrata Mohan stated that her family has the white person voice. They use when they want to make fun of white Americans. Later, she continues to justify this white person voice by stating that although it's so low-key and shady, it's acceptable to make fun of white Americans because, like, white people created colonialism. So, who is teaching these people this stuff? All the professors need to be fired, right? Maybe they need to go to those camps to help them understand the reality. Maybe they need to go to those camps to understand that not everything is a conservative conspiracy. And they don't have to lie to get their point across. Because if what they're saying is true, if what they're saying can hold water, they can just put the truth out there. And I'm sure these brilliant young minds will figure it out. Rachel Song, who posted in the group for advice on classes, stated that she was concerned about taking Psych 141, leading entrepreneurial ventures, because she's afraid it's going to be a class full of white male business bros. Yeah, that would be terrible, wouldn't it? I mean, you definitely wouldn't want you wouldn't want Mitt Romney in there. You wouldn't want Tony Robbins in there. You definitely wouldn't want Clinton in there. Trump in there. You wouldn't want who the guy on Shark Tank, you know, Kevin, and you wouldn't want any of them in there. No, we can't have that. I mean, those old rich white guys, they don't know what they're doing. They're only rich because they're white. They have no knowledge. They're only rich because they're white. This is what your kids are being taught. When are you going to stop this? When are you going to grow a spine as parents? When are you going to grow a spine? And maybe ask your kids what's going on. You know what? Here's the thing. When they say it's the college they chose, say, great, you pay for it. Watch how it changes. Hey, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Kerry Davis joins us in the next hour. Don't go far. Got a lot more I want to talk about.